Welcome to the podcast for the sisters and bros. It will make you laugh from your head to your toes. Talking about their lives, from the highs to the lows. And the name of the title goes, The Sloppy Joes.
Welcome everyone to the Sloppy Joes podcast. It is Friday. It is the best day of the week. Building up to what is in the UK another bank holiday.
Not another one.
Do you like a bank holiday Monday?
No.
You tend to work it, don't you?
I've worked every single bank holiday since I've been an adult. I've never had a bank holiday off. So for me...
That can't be true.
So for me, I finished what I started. So for me, not only is it not a joyous time, it is a stark reminder of something that other people have that I don't.
You're lying.
I'm not lying.
Did you work on Monday?
No, but that's because I booked it.
Hold on. Literally, you said to me, I've got Monday off.
Yeah. That's because I...
That was a bank holiday.
No, let me stop you there. Let me stop you there. That's because I booked it off as holiday.
That makes sense.
Not because... I get bank holidays off. I've lost a holiday day there, which
right,
I could have
true,
had.
True.
So,
well, you did have a bank holiday Monday off then.
Yes, I'm not saying I've never not had one off, but I've never got them
right.
off with work.
So you never worked in a place where they go, oh, you can't.
No, because I've only ever worked in bars, coffee shops, and here.
Brothels.
No,
you don't have bank holidays. Do you think they have bank holidays in brothels?
Imagine. No,
Maggie's
that, no,
off.
No, because that's their big time, isn't
really?
It? Oh yeah, imagine people on that Monday night. Been out all Sunday.
Jesus Christ. Ethan James, ladies and gentlemen.
Hello.
Maybe you know, do they have brothels off on a Monday? Bank holiday?
Have I been to a brothel on a bank holiday Monday?
Yeah. No. Yeah, go on, answer that.
Well, is that what you said?
No.
Did they get them off?
Oh, did they get them off?
Not
oh,
people,
they might get double pay.
You'd ask for double pay, wouldn't you?
I don't know. I don't know what the scene's like. You know, they don't paint the picture of the most sort of forgiving bosses at brothel, do they?
I was going to say, not on that one in the Louis Theroux documentary that seemed quite lovely.
City Sauna in Sheffield?
Oh, no, sorry. It's somewhere in the States.
Okay. What the city? United States?
Yes, and they were quite nice. Well, the woman who was there met her husband who runs the brothel because she was one of the sex workers and she could unlock her drawer and said that was a party trick of giving deep throats.
We're about to talk about the coronation.
We're 90 seconds in, lad.
Oh, sorry. We're talking about the coronation.
Speaking of deep throats, King's coronation on
if
the
If you put
the
one of the King's fingers in your mouth, you better unlock your jaw. Christ,
have you seen them? Have you seen those bad boys? If
crazy.
You haven't seen that, you have to Google it. What's going on there?
Right, bank holiday.
How can a man with those hands be given a new job? Do you know what I mean?
What?
He should be retiring. He shouldn't be starting a new job. He's starting a new job on Sunday.
Yeah, but it's not a job, is it? You're just a title, isn't it? He's just the king, isn't he? But let's talk about it. So in England, we've got a bank holiday because it's the King's coronation. Mm-hmm. It's not happened since, 60 years, 70 years ago?
There's no way of knowing.
No, there's no way of knowing. Are you excited? Are you arsed? Are you not bothered?
I'm not excited. I'm certainly not excited. I don't give a shit.
Yeah.
But I'll probably watch it from a sort of historical, just like not entertainment, but like historical record perspective.
Yeah.
Like I don't love the monarchy.
You can say
I'm
like
not into all that, but
so
I don't.
Like kids, I remember when this happened.
Yeah, I've seen it. Like I don't turn away from stuff just because I disagree with it necessarily. I watch it,
yeah.
But it's all just ridiculous, isn't it? What do you think?
I'm a bit. Yeah.
Do you like it?
No, I don't like it. I think I like what you're mentioning, where you can say, "Oh, I was there when I watched it and mm-hmm. all that," but. Can you be arsed with another king? I felt they should have just like retired it.
Should have left it at that.
Yeah,
it's like Star Wars, isn't it?
Yeah,
tell
yeah,
me,
yeah.
Return of the Jedi, done.
Done. Should
this
bring
is
it
like
back up.
Millennium.
Oh,
what's it called? The
God.
New
Falcon.
No, the Phantom Menace.
Phantom Menace.
Yes, Darth Maul's
the
there,
Menace.
Whatever. But we don't need it, do we?
No, we don't need it. So some of the positive stuff we can talk about. They invented a new quiche for it.
Yeah.
Did you hear about this?
No. What kind of quiche?
So it's called the Coronation Quiche.
You know when the Queen got. Coronated, they made coronation chicken.
Which
yes.
is overlooked in a way, how good it is. You stunned that that's the.
I think the fact that it's got raisins in is putting a lot of people off.
It's got raisins in?
Coronation chicken, yeah, it's got raisins in.
Are you sure?
It's like chicken, mayo, curry powder, raisins.
Right, let me get the recipe up. Why? Do you like coronation chicken?
I just didn't realise it had raisins in.
Well, have you ever had it?
I like one of those coronation chicken sandwiches that you get from. Tesco
from Tesco, and then you ate it, and presumably unless you were entirely, you know, brain dead, you realised there was raisins in the thing you were eating.
Nah, no raisins.
Right, so I'm going to read out the quiche recipe and read out the chicken recipe.
Go start with the chicken, please.
Okay. This is weird that the BBC Good Food website lists a proper brand. It says 6 tablespoons of Hellmann's Real Mayonnaise.
Interesting.
Surely just put mayo.
Yeah.
2 teaspoons of mild curry powder to taste. 1 tablespoon of ground cinnamon.
I need to stop you there. Do you know what I cannot stand in a recipe? And I should have brought this up before.
I think you don't like cinnamon.
No, I like cinnamon. I hate to taste because it's all to taste.
No, I agree with
you. You can't put to taste on a recipe.
What do you mean?
The whole thing is you tell me how to make it. You tell me what it's meant to taste like, and you break down those ingredients, you give me them, and I make it myself. Because give me any recipe. Give me a food that you like.
Lasagna,
great example. They say, lasagna sheet spread across the bottom of the thing, 6 tablespoons of it, or just to taste.
No, cheese, they never to taste, say it like
meat,
that,
John. To taste,
you
onion, to taste.
You
can't just have it to taste. No, that's what I'm saying.
It's always about, like,
no, that's what I'm saying.
You just talk shit there.
No, that's what I'm saying. They don't say that. That's what I mean. Imagine it was that.
It's always about, like, if it's spicy or not.
No.
That's what it is.
It says salt to taste.
Yeah,
how salty is it meant to be?
You might have a cholesterol problem.
Imagine a dish that had no salt in it whatsoever, and then a dish that has the right amount of salt. One of those dishes is way better than the other one. So BBC Good Food, if it truly is good food, should be giving me the amount of salt that makes this amount of mince, lasagna sheets, cheese, ricotta, whatever, the best it can.
No, because
palate wants. Tell me what the best fucking amount of salt is.
There's an example coming up now, which I agree with.
Also, mild curry powder to taste, that isn't spicy. That's just flavour.
Mango chutney, 2 tablespoons.
To taste?
No.
Why not?
But the next one is, and I know why. 1 or 3 tablespoons.
1 or 3. That's not a fucking recipe, is it?
Of salt.
Why don't you just go, recipe for coronation chicken to taste.
No, of sultanas to taste.
Unbelievable.
And do you know why? Because some people don't like sultanas.
Well, then don't make coronation chicken then.
Just make
that's
it
like
and don't
saying,
put sultanas
well, I don't
in.
Like pizza. I don't like tomato sauce.
You're going to get yourself
so
a pickle.
So here's
my an example. You can't back up.
If you wouldn't make a pizza recipe if you didn't like dough, would you?
Yeah, but...
No,
no,
no, exactly.
No.
So therefore, you would never read a pizza recipe that said mozzarella, tomato sauce, dough to taste.
No, because sultanas aren't the main bulk of it. You wouldn't make coronation chicken, agreed, if you didn't like chicken.
Or sultanas, because it's part of the recipe.
No, I think...
If you didn't like sultanas, just make...
Here's the pizza example for the way. A pizza example with anchovies. I don't like anchovies. Get rid of them.
Yes, but then you wouldn't Google anchovy pizza recipe, would you?
No. But, Ethan, back me up here or say something.
Do you understand my point, though? Why is any of it up to the discretion of what is presumably an amateur
cook? Whose side are you on, Ethan?
The point is, you know more than me about food, which is why I'm even fucking using you as a recipe. Not you, I'm pointing to the laptop.
Oh. That's some sort of weird insult. Fucking, I'm not a recipe. What are you talking about there? You're pointing at me when I'm not using
you. Imagine saying to someone, offended, I'm not a recipe. I'm not a recipe. I'm not calling you a recipe.
It well looked like you were talking to me.
What I'm saying is, what is the point in BBC Good Food even being called BBC Good Food if they know just as much about the food they're telling me about as I do? They're meant to know more than me. Tell me how many sultanas to put in. Tell me how many teaspoons of curry powder to put in. Sick
to
of
taste.
It. To taste. Ethan. Just have it all to taste.
Well, I don't really know how to cook so much, so I need exacts, because I don't know, I don't trust my tongue.
It's got you in trouble in the past, hasn't it?
No, it hasn't.
It has.
No,
licking all the chewing gum off the bottom of a table in a restaurant?
No, I've not done that. I just don't... Like that time when I put too much salt in my pasta dish, like
and
I didn't have a clue what I was doing.
Just salt to taste, that's not good enough for you, is it?
No, because it ended me up making 2 litres of tomato sauce that I didn't want.
So
anyway, sorry.
The coronation quiche is your standard coronation sort of like pastry bit on the outside.
What?
But then you got to talk about the fillings.
Stop. What do you mean your standard coronation pastry? Like we all grew up going, you know, we've got recipes just in the back of the mind, the old standard coronation pastry recipe. We bring that out whenever we need it.
I meant to say quiche recipe. Okay. Yeah, standard quiche pastry.
Okay. Standard coronation.
I went for a run today for the first time in a while and it shocked me.
It shocked your body, hasn't it?
I just went for ages. I can still run, mate.
I love that.
And then here I am. I've gone a bit loopy already.
Yeah, that's good.
Here's what's actually in the filling.
Okay.
Have you heard of cheddar?
To taste?
No, 100 grams. Don't fuck about that. One chopped fresh tarragon.
Right.
This
no
is where
one,
it's getting weird.
No one in the world knows what tarragon tastes like.
That's a bold statement.
No, here's what we know. We know what basil tastes like because it's the pizza one. Yeah, it's the one on pizza. We all know what basil tastes like.
Yeah.
We know what coriander tastes like because it's the Mexican and Indian one. Do you know what I mean? On top of a taco, on top of a curry, that's the coriander. We know what parsley tastes like because it's the one that's chopped into the garlic bread. Do you know when you get the little green flecks in a garlic bread, a posh garlic bread? That's usually parsley.
Not basil.
We know what rosemary tastes like.
Is it not basil?
No, it's usually parsley.
Is it?
Yeah. We know what rosemary tastes like because it's your roast potato one. We don't know what anything else tastes like. We know what mint tastes like, obviously.
Could you guess what tarragon tastes like, Ethan?
Couldn't guess.
Well, I don't even know what it looks like. Is it a herb?
Mm. What colour do you think it is?
Green.
Correct.
I think it's going to taste like probably down the roots of cress.
Ooh, quite bland.
So then,
you know what tarragon tastes like? Oh, and dill is the pickle and salmon one.
Yeah,
but I don't know what tarragon
like
tastes like.
Dill's
I love
nice,
dill.
You know.
Dill's great.
Gets overlooked in many.
Have you had those jalapeno and dill crisps?
No.
Oh my god.
M&S.
No, it's another brand. Keep talking. I'll find it for
you. So then you get your cheese, get your egg filling, you get spinached. This. This is odd.
You're the I can't wait till you've got kids and you're reading them bedtime stories and just turning adjectives into verbs all over the place. Turning nouns into verbs. Oi, you won't believe it last night. I got absolutely spinached. Then you get spinached, which means you stop, drink 6 pints and come back to the recipe.
So, and this is the weird one. And they give you a choice here. They need you to put 60 grams of cooked broad beans or soya beans. Why are we sticking beans in a quiche?
I don't know that.
Weird, isn't it?
It is.
I mean, what's up? What have you found?
It's Piper's. Jalapeno and
Piper's.
Dill crisps. They're a posh crisp, but you see them in like a nice pub with the brightest down on that. They are unbelievable, they are. So it's tarragon, which is some sort of herb, isn't
it?
Cheese, spinach, and beans.
And broad beans, yeah. I don't think it doesn't sound very.
It's so grand. Different to the coronation chicken as well, isn't it?
Yeah.
Which is obviously trying to bring a sort of an inclusivity of presumably Indian culture.
It was easier back in the day to come up with a dish like that, wasn't it?
Yeah, it's just curry chicken, isn't it?
Yeah, and you know, the internet wasn't about. Must be hard to come up with like a new dish like this. Everything's been done.
Yeah, but curry chicken existed then.
Did it?
It's pop raisins to taste.
You weren't around then.
You don't think there was curry in the 50s?
I don't think there was curry chicken with mayo.
It is something, did you know? That the chicken tikka masala wasn't invented until the 60s.
Yeah. Huh. He died recently, didn't he? The guy who made it.
Did he?
Yeah.
Scotland, was it?
Scottish guy, yeah. He died.
How did he die?
I don't know.
Have a look.
Yeah.
Yeah, have a look. He wasn't like an. It was nothing funny like an overdose of masala. I thought that's what you were
which
getting
which would
at.
Be hilarious. Are you going to try this coronation quiche?
No.
Really? Of all the you review everything?
I don't review everything. Can I talk to you about who's playing the coronation concert?
So where is it? Just all across London? Is it that one where it's like all loads of cars and loads of flags? And
yeah,
all that?
Loads
and
of flags.
And you shut it all down. That road that's all red with the trees down the middle of it.
Yes.
Okay.
It's called Ali Ahmed Aslam.
Okay.
And that's how he died?
Oh, sorry. He just died in Glasgow, reports The Guardian.
No cause of death listed?
No, I don't think so. But he was born in Pakistan and moved to Glasgow. And in 1964, he opened his restaurant in the city. Isn't that nice?
Honestly, when you think about it,
That's
you think you thought of, about it then for a while.
In terms of food invented in the last 100 years, that's got to be one of the most eaten in Britain, hasn't it? Because this coronation quiche, everyone's going to try it for 1 weekend, but no one's having that in 50 years' time.
It depends when.
The chicken tikka masala is the most popular curry at every Indian restaurant in the entire country.
True, yeah.
Isn't it? That smashed it there, hasn't he?
That, him, and whoever came up with salt and pepper chips have done really well for themselves.
Really, really well.
On the sausage, cheese, and beans melt. Katy Perry's at the coronation concert. She's headlining. Underneath her. Mm. Is Lionel Richie. What do you mean? Hello.
Yeah. I hate that song.
Take that. Take that a play. Of course they are. Fucking hell. You can't move for Take That.
He was always going to be there, wasn't he? What's his name? Gary Barlos.
Yeah. Andrew Bocelli.
Andrea Bocelli.
Oh, class Bocelli.
Do you like Bocelli? Yeah?
I used to just, during my dissertation for uni, I used to just have Bocelli's album C on on repeat.
See what?
I just called SI.
Right.
Yeah. The deluxe version.
You used to listen to opera?
I only used to listen to either opera or Rain Sounds.
Take That a performing, but no Robbie. He said he's done.
He's done, isn't he?
And Tom Cruise is there. He's going to be hosting it. It's mad, that, isn't it?
Why?
Loves the king, apparently.
I'm surprised Corden hasn't got his chubby little fingers on this one.
He probably makes
because he, do you know what I mean? In the same way that Gary Barlow just sort of turns up at this sort of stuff, Corden, this has got Corden written all over it, hasn't it? And yet somehow he's not there. What's Lionel Richie doing there? Katy Perry, I know she's not in her sort of peak of her fame, but she's a world renowned. Take That, it makes so much sense. Tax dodgers, you know, and boring. They're going to be there.
Lionel Richie here was the first global ambassador for the Princess Trust.
He's living off Trust. He's living off old shite, isn't he?
Yes, they all are. The king's living off shite that goes back thousands of years.
That's true, isn't it? Are you going to watch it, Ethan?
Or if we're allowed to at work.
Why, do you work on Saturday?
Is it on Saturday?
Yep.
I thought it was on Monday.
No, the coronation's on Monday, the concert's on Saturday. Coronation's on Saturday, the concert's on Monday. He's getting on it Sunday. Big time.
Imagine how hungover he's going to be on Monday. Imagine how swollen his fingers are going to be.
If the king did...
Go on, say it.
If the king did drugs...
Yeah.
Who do you think his supplier would be? You can't rock up outside Buckingham Palace in a black Audi.
Yeah, who's getting in the car? Andrew, obviously. Absolutely nothing to lose, that guy. Do you know what I mean? Someone needs to pick this cocaine up. And he's like, me again? Yes, you again. Because 12 million of the taxpayers' fucking money means that you're the one who's about to get in that Mercedes outside. Go
and
on.
Isn't it mad? If they do it and they use notes, they're just basically out, their mum's helping them.
I know. God bless. She's gone.
We're going to have a special 9... She's gone.
She is?
Yeah, she's gone. We're going to have a special 9 out of 10 club now. All the way from Australia.
Ooh. Special guest.
So welcome everyone to a extended and special version of the Sloppy Joe's podcast.
It's like the album deep cut that you can buy.
What episode should this fit in? The last one we just did.
Pop it anywhere.
So we were closing down shop.
Yeah.
Ethan does his usual sort of warm down, doesn't he?
Yeah.
Sort of does a stretch. So he's no longer hit. Oh, he's there.
His vocal debrief.
And we were showing Zoe around. How you doing, Zoe?
Good. Happy to be here. Of course. Beautiful.
And then
Is Zoe, for people who don't know?
I don't know. Who is Zoe? Who are you, Zoe?
I'm from Australia, and I came to do your pub trivia night.
You did? My pub trivia night?
Now, you already tried to shame me, because I've never been to your pub trivia.
Never been to pub trivia. Ethan, you've been to how many?
Any of yours. I've been to plenty of other ones that I love. The one in the Grafton, I really recommend.
Any of mine.
We don't.
All the way from Australia has been more than you two, who I think are my friends.
We don't deem it disgraceful.
We don't deem it necessary.
You know, it's not. But to be fair, you always work on a Wednesday night.
Oh, I couldn't get out if I tried.
So those Wednesdays that you do, and then when they ask you, oh, I'm busy.
But Zoe came all the way from Australia. She's a fan of the show, podcast. She messaged you.
Your brother listens.
Yeah, Ashley.
Ashley, shout out Ashley.
Yeah.
And then, so what happened was, we're just going to show you around, take some pictures and stuff. But then you went, I've got a 9 out of 10 club.
I brought you a gift.
And we can't just eat it and not talk about it.
No.
Yeah.
So what have you got?
What I've brought is something that Ash and I both love. We both have an obsession with.
Obsession?
Obsession.
Right.
For example, for Christmas this year, I bought him a 2.5 litre jar of them. Which we ate within the month, which was quite crazy, I think, for that volume.
Anything that comes in a jar has usually got a strong taste.
Well, it is.
So to eat anything that's 2 litres of a jar's worth is pretty, a lot, isn't it? Because if it's jarred, it means it's preserved
in
some
way. Yes, it does.
So they're usually pretty, like a jam or an olive or a pickled egg. Do you know what I mean?
What have you got for us?
I have for you the maraschino cherry.
Maraschino cherry. Am cherries. I saying it right? Ooh. Cherries. Yeah. Why are these different to normal cherries?
Well, I think they've just got a load of preservatives in them.
You get them on it's like cocktail cherry, isn't it?
Right. Yeah. Do the pop. Do the pop. Oh,
this is one of the great moments. This.
Oh. It wasn't the strongest pop. Where have they come from? Not from Australia.
No, those are just from Tesco.
Ding.
Sniff him.
I've sniffed him. It smells like... Sorry, I'm going in first. Oh, my God.
Oh, God, Joe. Right,
can't get a grip of the old boy.
Oh, yeah.
Close your eyes. Where
they're
are
just...
you?
Blimey. Even come round here. Down on these.
Wow. I haven't had one of these in a very long time. Sorry.
Does that sort of bring you
back? Are they
right?
Are they the ones that you have?
Not the same brand, but they look identical to it. So
taste one, just
to
make sure that we're getting the right thing.
Yeah. Close your eyes, even. Just tell us what you're thinking.
Oh, wow. I'm thinking...
Is it right?
Like a cherry Bakewell with a bit of alcohol on that, isn't it?
It's cherry Bakewell, is it? It's cherry Bakewell.
Do you want another one? Do you know what, though? I tell you... And this is the problem with the 9 out of 10 club. I'm going to go another way with it. It's not the problem with the 9 out of 10 club. This is one of the great features of the 9 out of 10 club.
Yeah.
Is that sometimes it doesn't make sense. We can have, and we've just done, the Birria Taco, which is a much more well-organized, well-designed, well-structured
well-mastered.
Bit of kit. It's beef, it's marinated, it's got chilies, it's got da-da-da-da-da. We drain the sauce, we blend it, we put it back in, we reintroduce. Like, it makes so much more sense conceptually. This is a bag of shit in a jar. However,
a bag of shit in a jar.
It's
from Australia.
I'm not Zoe.
No.
I mean these.
Why is this chair awful, by the way? Right.
And yet, Joe. And yet,
what is the juice?
When I pop that in my mouth, I'm transported back to childhood. I'm transported to another world where things are fun. And like birthday parties are happening and stuff.
It's cherry juice.
It's like I'm alive.
Ethan James.
Hello everyone again.
Oh no,
didn't always need an introduction. Not every time you speak.
I think the cherry Bakewell. Spoilers if we ever bring a cherry Bakewell on, is maybe one of my favourite puddings in the world. Lovely. And just that I've had a cherry without the Bakewell bit. But it almost felt as if the Bakewell bit was infused with it in a way.
Yeah.
Would you agree with that?
Yeah. Mm. Right. Let's get marking. You're definitely a yes.
I can't.
100%.
Of course you are. I'm going to go, yeah. They're definitely the 9 out of 10 club for me. So you need 3 out of 4.
Now, don't just put it in because I've
cried. No, yeah.
The integrity of the 9 out of 10 club is crucial.
Ethan, your thoughts, please, mate.
Oh, this is big. May I have another one, please?
Oh, for fuck's sake.
Okay, I'm gonna throw it over.
Open your mouth. Open your mouth. Yes. He caught it.
He shouted yes because he caught it. Now, go on, Ethan. Come on, give it a bit.
That was a bit sexual, actually, wasn't it?
No, not really.
This is one of the most sexual fruits, I think.
Yeah.
Why?
Mm.
Oh, yeah, you wonder why, don't you? Sexual cherry.
It is always given like a little... connotation,
yeah.
But I've never agreed with it. I think the most sexual fruit is probably the lychee.
Ethan, are you gonna put it in or what? Excuse fuck's me. Sake!
No, I've already put it in.
Oh, you already put it in?
Oh, come on!
into the club. You know what?
He's gonna say no.
Listen, Joe. I think I could scran them like crisps. I really think I could. I think I could just sit there and have a packet of them.
A packet?
A jar
of them. So they're definitely going in?
Yeah, for me they are. Oh, I really enjoyed them.
Is it going to be a full house, Joe Smith?
I mean,
all the way from Australia.
Obviously not a full house, but they're very nice. And like
I said,
for what is, what have we actually got here? Let's break it down. Cherries, sulfur dioxide.
What the hell is that?
That's the second ingredient.
Sulfur dioxide.
That's before water.
Oh, fuck me. What are we eating?
Cherries, sulfur dioxide, sugar, water, citric acid. Basically, quite simple, actually. Less
and
dodgy
you say
than
you know.
But what I will say is, I preferred it to the birria tacos we had. Like, it's close. It makes an argument
for
itself.
What is it out of 10?
That, to me, is an 8 out of 10.
You're one off.
But you know what? It's in.
9 out of 10.
And it's very impressive. Well done.
Thank you.
And that was Zoe with a 9 out of 10 club. Mm. You weren't too pleased about it.
I liked it. But I'm just saying, come on. I like Zoe. It's great to see her. But let's not pretend that just because she's come all the way from the other side of the world that we have to put her cherries in the 9 out of 10 club.
Well, it's in. Ladies and gentlemen, this has been the Sloppy Joes. Enjoy your coronation weekend if you're out and about. Stay safe.
Yeah. And if you see Prince Andrew approaching a black Audi, call the police, okay? Especially if there's a baby seat in the back.
Oh, no.
Bye! Wave, Ethan!
Ta-ra.
We might get fucking beheaded now.